promotion.
That's right. Jimmy says, that would be terrific. You work very efficiently. Okay, so efficient, spelled E-F-F-I-C-I-E-N-T, efficient. Okay, so if someone or something is efficient, they work well without wasting time, money, or energy. But efficiently, which is the same word, efficient with L-Y at the end, is just the adverb form. Here's an example. Because the team worked efficiently, they completed the project ahead of schedule. So that's pretty good. If you're efficient, you're usually considered a good employee or student or whatever you're working on.
Yeah, and efficiency, which is how efficient something or someone is a really big concern these days globally because we have to use fuel like gas, oil, and cars that are not efficient will create a lot of pollution. They won't go very far, and they'll use up a lot of gas. So people are trying to buy cars that are very efficient to save not only money, but help protect the environment. What's another place we can see efficiency?
I would say that maybe we have it in our house with energy-efficient light bulbs. There's these kind of bulbs that look like a spiral, like a coil. And they're put inside your home's light fixture, and they're supposed to reduce the amount of energy you use.
Yeah, and relating a little more closely with our dialogue today, people try to be efficient workers. For example, if a cook only has one single hot plate, one pan, he can only cook one thing at a time.
That's right.
But a very expert chef could have three or four things cooking at the same time, finish a great big meal quickly, and that would be very efficient of him to do that.
Yeah, I completely agree. As someone who likes to cook, I find it frustrating to only have one hot plate because it's slow and the food that you cook before cools down.
That's right. It gets cold by the time you finish your next dish.
That's right.
All right. So Lucy responds and she says she's going to give some time management tips. And she says, the first thing I always do is create a schedule. Okay. So lots of people have schedule books. Now, a schedule is a plan for doing work, chores, assignments, etc. Okay, and lots of people, you set your job with a certain time of day.
That's
so
right.
In people's schedule books, they write 8 o'clock, eat breakfast, 9 o'clock, go to work, 10 o'clock, meeting with the boss, things of that nature.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I have a schedule for like work and personal activities, but how about you, Jeffrey? Are there any personal activities that you do during the week that you have scheduled, maybe in a planner? A planner is just a type of book that has like dates and times in it, so you can be efficient.
I do. I have some groups or clubs that I'm a part of, but actually, like many people these days, I do all my scheduling digitally, so I use a program on my computer to take care of it. There are lots of schedule programs on smartphones and things like that that people use. However, I do see a lot of people still using the classic schedule book and writing it down. And I think that helps some people remember it better if you actually write it down.
That's right. Okay, Jimmy replies, I never thought of that. So he had never thought of, you know, making a schedule.
Yeah, as we mentioned, Jimmy is not very wise or experienced when it comes to being a good student, I think.
Well, Lucy's got some good tips so far, so what else does she have to say?
So Lucy next says, then I try to spend a little time studying each day. Oh, this sounds very important.
Yeah, that does.
This is different than the way I would usually study, where I save a lot of studying for one day. She studies a little bit each day. And she goes on and says, this is much more effective than trying to cram at the last minute. Oh, this is what I always do. You said you do it. I bet lots of you do this.
Yeah.
Well, the short time studying is more effective. Okay, here's another adjective. And something which is effective is successful and working in the way it was intended. So if something is effective, it does what you want it to do.
That's right. So spending a little time each day studying is more effective because it allows you to absorb or take in the information a little at a time. I know when I was studying for the GRE, which is a big test for American college students to get into a master's program, I had 500 words to try to learn. I couldn't try to learn all 500 in one sitting. It took me a couple months, but you know, I did a little at a time. Can you give us an example sentence?
Well, sure. George found exercising 3 times a day to be less effective than exercising once a day. And I think science has shown this is true. When you exercise too much, it's not very effective.
That's right. Now, we also heard cram, and we said it in the intro of today's lesson. Now, cram, C-R-A-M, means to prepare in a fast or speedy way for an upcoming exam. And as we said, it's not very effective.
Well, I wonder how Jimmy feels about this advice.
Well, he says, that will probably make me less tense as well.
That means less stressed out. And Lucy says, it sure will. Now, which subjects do you need to study for?
Jimmy says, I have to take written tests in biology, math, and science. I also have an oral exam in French.
So he has to speak French.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, and biology is just the science of life and living organisms.
A living organism is anything from a very small plant or creature to humans.
Thank you for clarifying that. But let's continue. Lucy says, I got an idea. Let's meet at the library tonight. We can create your study plan, and maybe I can tutor you as well. Tutor is a private instructor, someone who gives additional instruction to someone.
Oh, I have a guitar tutor who teaches me how to play guitar.
That's awesome.
Now, Jimmy thinks that's a great idea, and he says, see you then.
And then they finish their lunches and go back to class. But stick around, we still have our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so our For You Chat question for today's article is, what is your best study tip?
Well, my best study tip is to go to bed early and get a good night's rest as many days as you can. Try to do it every night because your brain needs a lot of sleep. And in the morning, you'll feel very refreshed. And even if you didn't stay up all night studying, you'll be quick-witted and sharp for the test.
I completely agree with that tip. I have read before that when we study and our brains get stressed out, we forget things. But if there's like a problem that we're trying to solve or something we're trying to study and we leave it and just come back to it later on, our brains actually continue studying it. So even though you're sleeping, your brain is actually still remembering what you had just learned.
Okay, very good. Well, that's all the time we have. We look forward to seeing you again for day 2 of this article.
Bye-bye.
Test time for Jimmy.
Jimmy and Lucy are eating lunch together.
I've been feeling so stressed out lately.
Let me guess. You're concerned about your final exams.
That's right. I have tests in so many subjects. I'm at my wit's end.
Maybe I can offer you some time management tips.
That would be terrific. You work very efficiently.
The first thing I always do is create a schedule.
I never thought of that.
Then I try to spend a little time studying each day. This is much more effective than trying to cram at the last minute.
That will probably make me less tense as well.
It sure will. Now, which subjects do you need to study for?
I have to take written tests in biology, math, and science. I also have an oral exam in French.
I've got an idea. Let's meet at the library tonight. We can create your study plan, and maybe I can tutor you as well.
That's a great idea. See you then.
Lucy and Jimmy finish their lunches and go back to class.
Vocabulary review.
Concerned. Parents are often concerned about the education of their children. Management. Harry is rich because he has had good money management skills. Efficiently. Richard finished first because he worked so efficiently. Effective. The medicine was effective and the patient was cured. Biology. George's major is biology, with a special focus on whales. Tutor. Roger tutors his little brothers in math and science.